We're going to get started today with the spinal cord, the spinal nerves, and the spinal reflexes. And for this section on the spinal cord, almost all of the diagrams in your textbook are going to be of interest. So you may want to Xerox them so that you can write right on the pictures, or I will simply make reference to them as we're addressing different aspects of this subject matter, and I'll try to direct you to the right picture. First of all, we're going to talk about the anatomical organization of the spinal cord and the spinal nerves. And I want to remind you that the nervous system is divided into the peripheral nervous system and the central nervous system. The central nervous system is going to include the brain and the spinal cord. And the peripheral nervous system is going to include all of the nerves and nerve receptors that are outside of the brain. So those are important distinctions to keep in mind. The spinal nerves are part of the peripheral nervous system, and they attach to the spinal cord. The cranial nerves, on the other hand, are also part of the peripheral nervous system, but they attach directly to the brain. So we'll be talking about those a little bit as we talk about either the spinal cord or the brain information. And the cranial nerves actually we'll deal with more strongly when we get into the brain information. So back to the peripheral nervous system and the central nervous system. The peripheral nervous system has structures that are called ganglia. And what ganglias are it's a cluster of cell bodies in the peripheral nervous system. If you remember, the nerve cells themselves are made up of a cell body that usually has dendrites present, and then also the axons, which extend out and carry information to the next either nerve or structure, whatever is being innervated by that particular nerve. And the axon is often covered with myelin, and it constitutes what we call white matter. The myelin itself has a white color, and we call that white matter. The cell bodies are not covered in myelin, and they are considered gray matter. And the ganglia are clusters of these cell bodies. So they're sometimes rather large clusters of cell bodies. It's gray matter, and they're found in a variety of places throughout the body. If you take a look at the picture that is called, let me see if I can find it real quick here. Let's see. Oh, the sectional organization of the spinal cord. If you look at the diagram at the top, there's a dorsal root ganglion that is labeled there. And so there are ganglia that are located near the spinal cord as the spinal nerves come off of the spinal cord, but they're located in other places as well. And we'll address them again when we talk about the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system a little later. Nerves, in terms of spinal nerves in the peripheral nervous system, are made up of axons that are bundled together. And there's a really nice drawing of this, and also an electron micrograph of this in your textbook. It's called a peripheral nerve. That's what the figure is called. And if you take a look at the drawing of the peripheral nerve, you will see that it's put together very similarly to the way a muscle is put together, where you have an endoneurion, you have fascicles of neurons, you have perineurion and epineurion. Very, very similar to the layers of membranes that are present in a muscle cell. So in this case, it's not the entire neuron, it's just the axons that are bundled together. But if you take a look at that, you'll see that the structure of a nerve is very, very similar to that of a muscle.